Attention students, the Jabroni University Network is now in session. Please make your way to class.
Oh yeah, you're listening to the Draft Podcast. Let's start the show.
What you hear there is the nice, cool ocean breeze.
Hey, that's my name. That's my nickname, Ocean Breeze.
Mm-hmm. What's the best place to feel a breeze? Wow, that was...
Yeah, I'm a little bit sick, sorry.
You're sick with it.
But I'm still drafting, you know? I don't fucking give up on my fucking responsibilities.
Do you mean on your body?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
You know,
he asked, what's the best place to feel a breeze? And oh. I didn't know if he meant like,
dude,
by the ocean, or if he meant like on his.
What I like to do is I work in like a manufacturing place, right? So we have all this compressed air everywhere. So I like to take that compressed air and kind of like stick it up my pant leg and blow the air up into my ball sack. And oh my God. It's the most amazing feeling.
But are you loving it on the sack? Are you loving it on the tip? Are you loving it?
It's the sack. It's like the sack butt taint area. Yeah, sack taint area.
So wait, you put it like Al Bundy style in your pants?
No, I'll have my leg crossed up, you know, and I'll just kind of put it in the bottom down by the ankle. Yeah, I don't put it like by my junk, you know what I mean?
Okay. Oh, right.
But it like blows your pants up.
Blow all the way through.
Oh, dude, it's so nice. Yeah.
Nice.
It's so nice.
I respect that.
Yeah. That's a good breeze location.
Yeah.
In your little taint box there.
Yeah. You know? I mean, that one's top tier. Just to give a different one. Obviously on the face is fucking great.
Yeah.
When it's hot, you know?
Yeah.
Just a cool blast of air right on your face.
Especially when you have a sunburn on your face and you get that cold air on it. Oh my God, dude.
Yeah.
It feels so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
I like a good cool breeze.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
I like a nice warm breeze too, every now and again.
Mm. Thanks, like, man.
Exactly. Yeah, man. I mean, have you ever done this where you get one of those air dryers in the bathroom that's really got some power to it?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you just shorts out,
open the pants up,
open it up.
I've never done that, but
really.
I mean, it sounds like something I should have done. Like, I'm actually embarrassed that I haven't. And yeah, I'm kind of embarrassed about that. Yeah, I should be. I'm going to twist both my nipples later because I'm so upset at myself.
I respect that. You're going to do them at the same time or, like, you can go left
separate,
and right?
Separate times, and I'm not going to tell myself when it's going
to
happen.
Are you going to go right to left or left to right? Do you know?
Don't know yet. Yeah, it's just going to be improv, baby, you know?
Do you guys go improv. Right on right or right left?
Probably right on left, I would say.
And left on or okay.
And then left on right, but it's gonna come out of the blue, and I'm not even gonna know when I'm gonna do it to myself out of punishment.
Dude, I think you Wakanda it.
Oh. Yeah, dude, you fucking
you know Chris Hill
kill crisscross.
Yeah, shout out.
Do them both at the same. Yeah, maybe I'll do that. I don't know. We'll see. But
I'm gonna use that move.
Whatever it is, I'm going to trick myself, you know.
Next time I'm at the bar, I'm going to use that move. I'm going to go up and Janet Jackson somebody.
Yeah.
Kind of forever.
Oh, yeah, that's good. I think that plays.
Yeah.
What are they going to say?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Like,
they disagree.
Said, no. I said Wakanda. Yeah, I said Wakanda.
They don't support the troops, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's totally cool if you say Wakanda first. If you don't, that's on you.
Yeah,
that's assault,
yeah,
that's
assault.
Yeah. Also, you have to cross.
Yeah,
you can't Boris Becker it.
You can't go straight at him like Wakanda forever, you know?
No, you can't Boris Becker that thing.
Yeah.
Nope. You
guys know what I'm talking about.
Sure do.
Yeah, I'm disappointed let people you explain. Don't know it.
I'm not sure that I do.
You don't know?
I don't know if I know.
I don't know that, either. But I was
are you serious? Not
going to let him explain it.
Yeah, I don't know what
oh, man.
You can tell he wanted to. Oh, he wants to.
No, so I thought you guys got it.
I wish I did. Now I'm now we I'm like gonna,
all on the same page.
Boris now I got Becker? Two more nipple twists coming to me.
Yeah, Boris Becker magazine cover. You guys know exactly what I'm talking about. You will when you see the cover.
He has his own magazine.
Well, like there's like a cover. Where, maybe it's not a cover. Maybe it's a picture where he's like holding some tates.
Is that like Boris Becker in the Time and the motherfucking Time?
Yeah, Boris Becker and the motherfucking Time. Man, you guys know what I'm talking about, don't
I
you?
I wish I did, dude. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm really upset at myself today. This beginning of the podcast is not starting off well for myself.
May 5th, 1993.
What come magazine?
Sports World.
Oh. Yeah, that's just a loving embrace.
Yeah, but it's covering them.
Yeah. You know?
That's a tops up, bottoms down kind of thing. That's a what do you call that? I call that the Boris Becker, and then this is the Wakanda Forever.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And then this is
spicy meatball.
Spicy
meatballs.
That would be that. Yeah.
Those are some spicy meatballs.
Spicy meatball would be like an A cup or something like that.
I think that would also be acceptable.
No, yeah, but you have to say that's just, spicy meatball.
But you're just going for the nips, though.
Right. Yeah.
Really? That's you're you not to, going for
he
like
said
a
twist
little...
and nips.
And you do yeah, the Italian no, hands. Like,
if you're there, you might as well cup.
Hey.
Okay.
Those are spicy meatballs.
Spicy meatballs.
I don't know why I'm doing a Russian voice. I feel like.
I know. I feel like we were all.
I think you did too. Yeah. Why is it? Oh, there's a spicy meatball. Hey, Putin. Oh, spicy meatball. Hey.
I call this the three show wipers. It's like a three, you know? When you hit a three, NBA like a three and all point. That,
yeah.
Right? But then you also,
dude, that seems like you're actually coming on to something right here.
Yeah, you kind of.
You're gonna be like, wait, you're gonna be like Greg Kinnear when he's
gonna go ahead and write this down as the clip of the week.
Yeah.
So
everybody knows what we're talking about.
I'm pretty sure that's like if you had three wipers, like that's way better.
Yeah,
you know? It's way better than just one. You know
and
what
now,
I mean?
And now so I can make the video all make sense. Guys, let's come up with some great ways to tweak nipples. That's going to be at the beginning.
You guys all remember Baybar from like early 90s and
the
shit?
The elephant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys remember him?
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to Baybar them things. You know what I'm talking about?
Baybar in the motherfucking Time.
Just get it with your nose like you're a dog rolling a meatball.
That's right. That's a
different meatball.
Yeah. There's a couple of
so the tramp.
Yeah, it's a nipball. It's a nipball.
Nipball.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, this could be a draft though.
Folks.
Should write like this down.
Different ways to twist nips.
Oh yeah, dude. There's like at least 30.
Oh, there's way more than that.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
Well, shout out to the Easter Bunny. It's almost that Charlie day, like always sunny. I hid the eggs up in my tummy, mix it with hot sauce and Swiss. Yummy. Nah, not those eggs, the kind in the grass. Didn't have candy, so they got the stash. I guess I couldn't give up some cash. But now for breakfast, they got a different kind of hash. Parents all mad because they didn't find the loot. Can't be, because the kid's off the zoo. I mean, damn, at least your kids are all chill. Enjoy the 5 hours of them being still, like water. Things got a little hairy when they got the potter, or should I say treats. Got your kids walking up to them walls doing meet and greets. Hey there, hi, I'm the wall. I'm going to lean against you till I fall. And then I'll just lay here. We can stare into space till my head is clear. Which shit, that should take some time. You ever took a popsicle holder and froze juice from a lime? You ever melted ice cream and used it with penne while throwing the remainder? You ever got naked then put on your clothes in a cryogenic chamber? I mean, hey, it's something to think about. Shout out Halsey Willard Taylor, who invented the water fount. Damn, I'd kill for a wet mouth. What the fuck happened to Bell South? Anyway, this Zaza is kicking my keister. But thank you, Draft Pod, for a kick-ass Easter.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
That's a great, sweet rap.
I swear, I feel like they just, like, you outdo yourself every time.
Yeah. Shout out to the kids on weed this Easter.
Every time is the sweetest rap.
Mm-hmm. Like Sade.
Do you remember the time?
Switch taboo with rap.
Hey, who wants to tell everybody where to go?
Yeah, go to jabroniu.com. Check out all the great shows on the network. Like Why Do We Ever Meet? And Biff Radio and
other ones. Jabroni Pro Wrestling.
Jabroni Pro Wrestling. And who else? Like
Cash's Ceramic Cat. Conspiracy Cat.
Ceramic Cat. Yeah, the Conspiracy Cat.
Intel.
Flow and Tell, yeah. Go look at some old
check ones. Out some old eps. Yeah,
we haven't.
One just dropped this week.
What?
For some reason, number 78 showed up in my feed this week.
Oh, really?
That's yeah. Weird. I was like, oh, and I was like, oh, this is old. And also, well,
yeah, we need to continue
breakfast cereals for us. And I was like, I don't even remember this pot. Like. I feel like I
remember. We held one, a breakfast cereal one.
Yeah.
That we had that's unreleased. Did it release on accident?
No, but this was like defunct. Yeah. I didn't listen to it, but
I don't think I've actually put that one up anywhere.
Yeah.
It's still like in the archives. So you know what I mean?
I don't know if this was like shit like Mr. T cereal and stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
The apps have been doing some weird shit, you know, like, and the Draft Pod isn't even on Spotify right now. I need to fix that quick. I just, you know, time gets away from me.
Well, people can always fix it by buying a real phone.
Dude, time keeps on ticking.
Into the future.
No doubt. Shout out, Tron.
All right.
Shout out.
Breezy.
I got first.
Soul Breeze.
Ocean Breeze is number one.
Yeah.
And then Liner.
Ocean Breeze.
JDA. The old classic JDA.
Oh, boy.
Jacksonville Department of Agriculture.
That's right.
It's big up here in Jacksonville. Not as big in Bradenton.
Not as big, no. Yeah.
Oh.
Not
as big. Oh, Jacksonville covers more land.
That's true. But the Jacksonville Department of Agriculture is not big in Bradenton.
No, it's not. It's not. Yeah. You're right. You're right about that. Be. Yeah.
All right.
They have a good model that should be adapted by more municipalities.
Yeah. Shout out to municipality, the word.
Municipalities. That is like, that's a lot of syllables.
You can't spell municipalities.
Even syllables.
Pale.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And you can't spell syllables without.
That's true.
You know, syllables is a mini syllable word too.
So you can't spell Drew without ew.
Ew. Dr. Ew.
Dr. Ew. Mm-hmm. That was a classic.
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 You can't spell classic without sick. All right, that was sick. All right, here we go. I got a clear number one, and I truthfully, I don't know if I just missed this or what, but like when I found out about it, I was like, God damn, that's fucking awesome. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
Okay.
When Nick Fury is looking at his gravestone.
I had this too.
Yes.
Yeah. Fucking awesome.
The gravestone says the path of the righteous man. Exodus 25:17, and that's the same thing that Jules says to his victims in Pulp Fiction before he dies. It's the same Bible verse, and I thought that was fucking awesome.
That is badass. I like when they do that kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, like reference someone else's movie that's starring in the movie.
Exactly.
That's fucking cool.
I know. And I was like, man, I know I'm missing more of those. Cause like, I always think those are fucking cool too. But then I was like, well, maybe I'm just remembering them from TV shows. Cause I do remember like a couple offhand where they're like, they reference that shit.
Yeah.
It was on a TV show. So.
Yeah. That's fucking badass.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just think it's cool. And plus, you know, you got that, Secret Invasion show coming soon.
Yeah.
And it looks really fucking good, so we're getting a little bit more Nick Fury action. One last fucking save the world. Or, you know, that's what they say.
One last ride.
Until he's back again.
Yeah, I dig when, like, shit that doesn't feel like it goes together, goes together.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
There's a lot of that today. Gonna be true a that. Lot of that.
Dude, Pulp Fitch.
Pulp Fitch.
Marvel. What's to get it? You know what I'm saying?
What's to get it?
Yeah.
Man. I like that. I like that. That's a good first pick. Solid first pick.
Solid as a rock, 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 rock.
Thank you.
Oh, that
GMC,
could be,
I drive trucks.
That could be a teaser for something that gets picked later, actually.
Oh, a GMC truck?
No, solid as a rock.
Oh, Dwayne.
Huh? Yeah, that's from Arrested Development.
It is.
No. Solid as Iraq.
Yeah.
Hey, everyday people. I am.
All right. You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to go with that reference just because.
Okay.
Solid as a rock. James, you're right. In Captain America Civil War, the airport scene, you see the Bluth staircase mobile.
Is that true?
Yes.
Whoa.
And it was in there because the Russo brothers actually directed the pilot to Arrested Development.
Oh my God, that's fucking amazing.
Yeah, it doesn't have their logo on it, but it's everything's painted the same and everything, like when they're at the airport. Yeah, there's a part wow. where Ant-Man's about to throw the little thing, the shrink stuff, and yeah. you can see it in the background.
I can't believe two Captain America movies hit the top two picks.
It's kind of why I went there, just because it was you teed it up and everything. So
that's awesome. I love that.
Damn.
Fucking A.
Yeah.
And like, I like little stuff like that.
Yeah. What a great joke. Like, you know, and that was the show that I kind of thought of too, where he's like where they're trying to get Andy Griffith for the show or whatever. He's like, we would never make fun of Andy Griffith. But yeah.
Fucking A, man.
Captain America's back to back.
Yeah.
Shout out to... Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
No, no, no. Shout it.
Shout out to Arrested Development, too. What a fucking show. What a fucking show.
What a fucking show.
Shout out to developing news. People get arrested.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Just developing.
Shout out to
people are getting arrested right at this moment.
This just in. Someone just got arrested.
Shout out to Tennessee.
Oh, hell yeah.
Mr. Wendell.
Oh man. I'm everyday people over here.
Man, they had some slappers.
They did. Oh God, Mr. Wendell was so good though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
man,
this just in. He's got a third
still
pick.
Still
Andy,
developing.
It's Andy's turn.
All right, I'm kind of gonna go back to back iconic giveaways, right?
Okay.
So the first one I'm gonna go with is in The Godfather. Do you guys know about this?
Yeah. Yeah, no? I think so.
All right.
Talking about the fruits.
Yeah, so oranges.
Okay, so I know your number two pick then.
Probably.
Yeah.
But the oranges is like a giveaway of somebody's about to die. So it's like foreshadowing death through, I believe, all three movies, where if you, you know, look closely and you see the oranges, then it's like, okay, a motherfucker's about to die. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, they actually use this in The Sopranos too. One point to make you think Tony was gonna die.
There's one
when he gets shot, like outside, I think it's outside of his therapist, he's getting in the car and he's drinking an orange juice.
Oh my god. This has been a double Easter egg.
Nod to the Godfather, yeah.
That's fucking awesome. Well,
we call it a little dipsy do,
a little dipsy do, yeah. Maybe it was just the juice, you know. Has to be the real fruit.
Yeah. Oh, dude, and the crazy thing is there was this thing, this lady Nicole, when the juice showed up.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. He rode a Bronco.
Yeah,
yeah.
And you can see an orange, like in the dash.
Yeah,
yeah.
He was made of, his body was filled with OJ.
But yeah, man. I like the giveaways of that you're like, fuck, like. Maybe I should have been able to figure that shit out.
Yeah.
And then you don't really realize it until after.
I never have ever seen an Easter egg in a movie in my whole life. Because if I watch a movie, I'm so invested in the story and everything that I don't see that kind of shit. Like people see like follies and shit in movies and different like continuity errors and shit. Yeah. I never ever see that shit ever.
Dude, I don't either. Unless it's incredibly obvious. And I'm like, oh, check this out in this movie. And they're like, yeah, everybody saw that. And I'm like, oh. Okay.
Well, for me, it's depending on how many times I've watched a movie. But I do remember one, the first time I ever watched it. It's American Pie. I think it's when like Kevin and,
of course it was Kevin,
Tara, whatever, but they're like in the bedroom at the party and like he takes a drink and it's a blue cup and then they show it like 2 seconds later and it's a red cup.
Red cup. Oh,
yeah.
Oh man.
I was like, or maybe it was even clear, but I was like, wait a second.
I wonder if that's like an Easter egg to reference police officers. I wouldn't. Oh, did the cops show up very soon after?
I think they just had blue cups to start and then realized, shit, it's a lot harder to get blue cups than red cups.
Yeah.
And we need to reshoot this scene.
There was a blue cup shortage.
Yeah, Kevin really fucked up his line, so we got to redo it.
Yeah. They probably had to redo every one of his fucking scenes. Fucking Kevin.
Fucking Kevin.
Yeah.
Kevin, what? Take 86.
What scene? All of them.
Yeah. But yeah, I dig that one. So yeah, like I said, I was going to double dip here.
I think I got your other one, so.
Yeah. Well, then maybe I'll switch it.
Let me put you back on.
Yeah, let me switch it then.
Okay. Oh, well, let me unclick it.
Yeah, how about that? So
unclick it and tick it.
I don't want you to like peg me down, you know what I'm saying? Wait.
I know what your other one is.
No, too. You don't. Tell me.
I know what it was.
Just say the name of a word.
I don't know what it is now that you switched it, but I knew what it was.
No, see. Oh, damn, Drew. See, Drew didn't even say the name of a word.
I didn't.
Yeah, that was right, though. What he did.
Yeah, Wakanda forever, your ass.
You did Wakanda your ass.
Pirate's treasure, dude.
Dude, but I'm going to go all the way over to Fight Club.
Okay.
Yeah. And let's go with Starbucks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Just fucking, they had Starbucks cups everywhere. And there was a Starbucks cup in every fucking scene. And that takes a lot of fucking Starbucks cups.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's impressive to like shoot all the scenes with the star. Oh, we got to redo this scene. Brad, you nailed it.
Somebody
forgot to put a cup in.
Somebody put a red Solo cup instead of a Starbucks cup in here.
So in Game of Thrones, it was an accident. But
I was going to say, Game of Thrones actually referenced this movie by it.
Yeah.
It was a David Fincher episode.
Yeah. He just stuck it in there. David, this isn't your fucking movie, man. We said you could do 5 minutes of one show and you had to stick a Starbucks cup in there. And now everybody thinks we're idiots.
Do they reference? In Fight Club, do they reference the Starbucks cup at all?
No.
It's just more about like consumerism.
Yeah. I know that, but so they don't say anything specifically about Starbucks in the movie.
And I know they.
I can't remember.
He also made it a point to put like every product placement, like along with like the most violent things that are happening. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just be like, yeah, we'll put it in the movie, but also whenever somebody's dying.
But yeah, I think that's just hilarious that, you know, they were like, all right, let's just keep this. Like, I wonder what happened if they were kind of like, let's keep this thing going. We've done it for like 3 scenes in a row. We got 200 more to shoot.
Yeah.
Let's just keep going with it. Or if they were like, in writing and they were like, you know, it'd be funny. And then Fincher was just like, let's fucking do it. And then somebody's like, really? I was just joking. And he's like, no, we're doing it. You know,
I'm into it.
Like, I want to know how that went down.
It's the equivalent to, shit. No, I just completely blank what I was going to say. Never mind.
Also though, what if like Starbucks was like, no, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Like, nope, you got to go back and edit every single scene.
Oh, I know. It's the equivalent of like Brad eating in Ocean's 11.
Oh, yeah.
Or in every other movie since then, apparently.
That's right. Yeah. Great eater. Fantastic eater.
Love watching that dude eat.
Dude, I could watch him eat a peach for hours.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
I should type this out.
You should. My second pick of this movie Easter egg draft, I am going to go with, I'm going to go with about, I don't know, 30 movies, but it's always fun to look for in all the movies. It's a nice little legit Easter egg hunt. Sam Raimi's Oldsmobile.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know one.
Oh, you don't?
In every Sam Raimi movie, it's that yellow Oldsmobile
is in
the background or somewhere in the movie. Ah. Even in the Spider-Man movies.
Yeah. The new Doctor Strange movie was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a really good one. That's actually one that I didn't know about. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is a good one.
Yeah, it was in the original Evil Dead, and then you can spend in every movie that he's done since then.
I'd like to do that with like a old school wooden looking station wagon.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? That Wonder Years wagon.
Yeah.
The old Woody wagon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I didn't even realize that. Wow.
With Sam Raimi though, is it the same Oldsmobile or is it like the same car but like a different car?
No, I think it's his. I think
it's the exact same one every time.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. That if that's the case, that's even awesomer.
Yeah.
Even more awesome.
Yeah, it's the same 1973 Oldsmobile Delta 88.
Yeah, I don't. Well, maybe it's not the same because I feel like it's
driven by Ash and Evil Dead.
I feel like it's got destroyed a couple times, but I don't know.
Oh, has it?
Yeah. Well, maybe they use a dummy car to destroy it.
Yeah.
You know?
I didn't realize that. So it's, the movie Ash drove in Evil Dead.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the movie he drove.
He drove a movie.
He did drive. He drove three movies, to be honest, and a series.
he put a franchise on his back, you know what I'm saying? Exactly.
he's driving Miss Crazy. Because it's, you know.
Yeah.
Dude, I love driving Miss Daisy.
Yeah.
Driving Miss Daisy. Fuck,
you're going to love James's next pick then.
Dude, you got a Driving Miss Daisy Easter egg?
Yeah, I do.
Dude.
Yeah, you know the car that she drives? It's the same car as in Back to the Future. Fucking crazy. It's so crazy.
All right. Go ahead, James.
Okay. This one I like a lot, actually, because I'm going to do these back to back to back.
Or just, well, you're only going to do back to back.
I'll just do two, but I just,
He's skipping us.
Yeah. I'm going to just do a third one out of the blue. Just like the nipple thing. So in E.T.
Yeah. I love this. About this too.
Yeah. In E.T., the E.T.'s walking around with the ghost thing on his head. And he walks by and he sees a Yoda, a woman dressed as Yoda, like a kid on Halloween dressed as Yoda.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he kind of has like a reaction, like, oh, you know, like he thinks it's another fucking alien or whatever. And it's just a cool little shout out that Steven Spielberg did for George Lucas because they were such good friends, you know. Mm-hmm. And then for my next pick, I'm just going to go ahead and move right into it and take them both at the same time.
So the E.T. thing Yoda is the Easter egg?
Yeah, like the kid is, there's another kid dressed as, E.T.'s in a costume as a ghost, and then there's another kid in a costume as Yoda.
I would have let you pick these as the same pick.
No, I don't like it. Okay. I think it's two separates.
Okay.
Then fast forward like 20 years later, and George Lucas does Star Wars Episode One: A Phantom Menace, and there's a scene where they're at the Senate, and it's kind of like flying through, and there's all these ET aliens from the ET planet in one of the little pods.
Oh man! And I shout out to Andre and Big Boy, ET aliens.
Exactly. That's where he got that from.
Yeah.
So
there's a nod to Spiels and Luke's.
That's right. Like an A. It's all Easter eggs across the board. People be Easterin'. People be egg hunting.
People be Easterin' for sure.
You know what I mean?
Dude,
but yeah, I just think.
Let's take a time out here.
Yeah.
You just rattled through the quickest back to back picks in draft pod history.
I just like the way that those two kind of like, what's the word? Compliment each other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I just like, because they're such good friends even to this day. And like George Lucas comes back 20 years later. I don't know if it's exactly 20 years, but it's a while. And he fucking references that scene from the 80s in this new movie that he's doing in the 2000s or 99. I don't know.
You want a fun fact?
What?
George Lucas and Spielberg often go to each other's houses and watch movies. They eat out of the same bucket that one side is E.T. and one side is Yoda every fucking time they watch a movie together, which is once a week.
Is that true?
It sounds good.
It did sound good. I was believing
it. They share one singular bucket?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And George Lucas's side has a hole in the bottom of it.
Yeah.
They sit so close to each other that
at least the local one, like Oakmont, like it's got the lean back ones, but the like if you get the one where the one in the middle, you can actually put the arm up, you know, for snuggling. Yeah. Like they do that in their theater.
Yeah, snuggling.
Like, yeah.
No doubt. They actually have a custom made. Like larger than one seat, but smaller than two seats, where the armrests go down on either side of them. No,
it's like a love seat
in the middle.
Yeah. It's like a love seat.
Yeah, but it's like a 1.5 seater. It's not like a.
Oh, it's the real tall. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, you know, like for the last 40 years, George Lucas has been sticking his boner in the hole in his side. And he's just been waiting for Steven Spielberg to accidentally pull popcorn out of his side.
Yeah.
And you know Steven is so meticulous. He never actually makes mistakes.
He doesn't make
mistakes. George Lucas, he's like, he's waiting for that day.
He's like, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. He's waiting. He's just been waiting for all this time. Just for a pinky. Just for the weird.
Buttered up cock.
You know what I'm talking about? The weird lines in your finger, right?
Yeah.
You know
what
I'm talking about? When you look at it and there's it like
the creases?
A fingerprint.
Yeah.
Just for one of those like tips.
That's what you were thinking of? A fingerprint? The weird lines in your finger?
Yeah. Yeah. So, like just for one of those fingerprint lines. To just touch the tip.
Hey, shout out to George Lucas, you know, for playing the game and being so consistent. One of these days, I feel like GL is gonna get that little boner touch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to Spiels, though, who's known for 38 years what he was doing, and he's just never done it.
We're rooting for you, George. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go with one that I tell you what, boy. As a young kid, I was like, oh, did you guys see this? And I'm going dandelion sex. In Lion King.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
In the clouds.
When he goes down in a little like the old dandelions, and they float up and they spell sex.
Yeah. I just spelled it.
Yeah, you did.
Dude, well, and Lion King's got a few of them. I think just because we've done Lion King, we can bring up the other. Uh-huh. But the cover, right? It looks like a half naked lady that's bent over.
Yeah.
Wait, so, what cover?
Or the poster. Of Lion King. So it's
there's a poster that looks like
Mufasa's face.
Oh.
But like it's actually like there's like a half naked chick bending over in it.
Well, Disney's got
you could do a whole Disney one.
Like,
oh yeah.
I don't know if you guys are gonna take any more. Can we talk about them?
Let's hold them.
Hold on, okay, all right.
Yeah, but Lion King's got a few because there's something in the you got the dandelion, you got the cloud, you got the poster. Like Lion King just keeps it, keeps it horny.
And there keeps it horny. That's right. I just saw and maybe this is more, and this is where it gets tricky between fan theories thing. But I saw one where it's like they're using Mufasa's skull or something like that to scar is at one point.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah,
it's real dark.
Oh wow, I never knew that.
Yeah,
fuck. Yeah.
I'll have to send I think I saw it on TikTok. I'm sure I can find it.
That's really fucked up.
I remember seeing that. Yeah,
I'll try to post it to our story tomorrow. Later today.
Scar's a real fucking villain, boy.
Yeah,
he is, man. Shout out to Vylands.
All right. Andy, you are on the clock, sir.
All right. I'm going to go over to, Draft Pod favorite movie franchise. And I think this is really fucking cool. So we're gonna talk about it. So shout out to Zemeckis and going Back to the Future. So the Twin Pines Mall, right?
Yeah.
Everything could change the future, right? Even if it's the smallest of thing, something can change. So bless I you. Like that later on, bless you.
Thank you.
Not right now. Later on, I'll bless you.
Right. Bless you, my son.
But later on, when they come back, when you come back and see it, it says the Lone Pine Mall instead of the Twin Pines Mall.
Yeah,
just a nice little detail of no matter what it is, any small thing can even slightly impact the future. And I just like how they did that, because
Marty took one of the trees out, right?
Because he took one of the trees out. Exactly. Yeah. So it went from Twin Pines Mall to the Lone Pine Mall.
That's pretty funny
because of a little bit of reckless driving.
Yeah.
And it's it's nice little things that you can be like, oh, that was a cool touch,
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like those did that a lot with the, the families and everything, like the principal guy who's also I think he's like the mayor or something.
Yeah.
Right.
Is that an Easter egg or is that just like a detail? I don't know if there's.
I think it's an Easter
I'm not gonna contest it, but
yeah.
I don't see why it wouldn't be an Easter egg. They don't explain it.
That's true. Yeah, like you just have to see it yourself.
Yeah, that's one happening. I feel like, and maybe I was told, but that's one I feel like I kind of remember seeing and being oh shit, because I'm with you, James. I don't normally see that, but that's I'm no Justin. I feel like Justin probably lives to watch movies to find Easter eggs.
Yeah. No, there is an Easter egg of how Back to the Future predicted the Twin Towers falling.
Right.
Oh yeah. Didn't your brother send us that?
Oh, video? I don't know if he did. I know I was definitely like showed that to everybody who will. I don't know, but yeah, it's real weird. Like, or because he's hanging upside down, and it looks like they're going up, but it's so what he's hanging down, so it looks like it's going down, and it happened like exactly 33 years after it was, you know,
it's fucking well, crazy.
Yeah. And it had something to do with even that movie that Robert Zemeckis directed, the guy who walked across the wire of the Twin Towers.
Oh yeah, like,
the theory even tied into that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like a fan theory.
Because yeah, because he's theory. he's like a mason or something. I think like
there's a
big thing of him knowing and being Illuminati.
Oh, is he 1990s NBA player Anthony Mason?
No.
Okay, I just figured I'd check.
Go ahead.
It could be though.
All right, so. This one is not a movie I'm into, but I think it's fucking hilarious. So I'm going to go with it. So in the movie Wizard of Oz, yes, that 1939 movie Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
They're supposed to go, kill the Wicked Witch of the West. Shout out to killing witches, you know?
Yeah.
As a kid, witches. I was into that because I was like, not into witches, you know?
You're like, yeah, get her.
But it's still fucking hilarious to this day, even just seeing the screenshot. Old Scarecrow just goes high up on Andy's list of Wizard of the Oz characters because homie brings straight up a gun.
Yeah.
It's 1939. He's rocking. He's just sitting there with the gun. Whereas, like, it's Wizard of Oz. Like, I don't know. Just
it did the feels... Scarecrow. Did the Scarecrow need a heart or did he need a brain?
A brain.
Scarecrow needed a brain.
Yeah.
So basically, it's like a shout out to dummies.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Look at that. That's so fucking funny.
It's a shout out to 2023 Florida.
Yeah, he's just got like a little fucking gun on him.
Yeah.
And it's the funniest fucking picture because it just looks, I don't know, it looks like almost like it's a comedy or a spoof.
Yeah, like out of place.
Yeah, completely out of place. But yeah, like,
how the fuck did he get a gun?
That's what I'm saying.
And they got guns in fucking Oz? God damn.
Yeah, like where did it come from? Who slipped it in?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It just seems very odd that Scarecrow's like, well, I don't know, I guess I got a gun.
That is really scared, that's bro. Like a weird that's a weird directorial decision too. It's like it's like in the script it says and Scarecrow pulls out a gun. nobody questioned that. Nobody's like, are you sure he would have a gun in fucking Oz?
Dude, it was the first ever reference of calling a gun a gat, because in the script it said Scarecrow pulls the gat.
Yeah. And then they even said he holds it sideways like a straight G, son.
Yeah.
But they didn't use that part. They cut that part out of the movie.
Yeah, it would have been a completely different movie if the Scarecrow actually murdered the witch with a gun.
Dude, that's fucking hilarious. What if the Scarecrow just started shooting the guy behind the curtain? Just fucking blasting him.
I'd like for them to redo this movie, but make it look 1939.
Yeah.
And the Scarecrow actually pops off one on the witch. You know?
He shoots it right out of the fucking sky. Pow.
Dude, and then we just follow the Scarecrow, who becomes one of the most notorious gangsters in Ozland.
Yeah. You know? He becomes a fucking king. They should call it King of Oz. And like all those TV shows that are like king of whatever town, he's King of Oz now. Dude, I would fucking watch this. This needs to be made. This is a real deal. Yeah. I'm not even fucking around anymore. Let's make this shit happen.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden he changes his name. He's like, I'm no longer Scarecrow. I'm Scarehose. It's, and you're yeah. just like, all right, that's your name yeah. now. Scare hose.
Scare hose. That's right.
Yeah. There you go, Drew.
Escrow, baby.
Ooh, actually, that's his new name. Escrow. I like that.
Oh, yeah. All right.
All right. Drew?
Dr. Uski?
Let me get some fun-loving stuff.
I've been muting all my coughs, and then I missed that fucking one right there.
Yeah, you did. You just coughed sure all did. Up on our faces.
Sorry, everybody. Didn't mean to. I hope you don't get sick.
Yeah. This is a new pod where we transfer diseases.
Yeah, it's 4D, baby.
Yeah. it's that 5D.
That's right.
So there's also a lot in this movie. Oh, I should put myself on the clock. There's a lot in this movie, I mean, especially a lot in the franchise. But I'm going to go with, there's a couple I can go with in this, but I'm going to go with the one that I just think is really cool from Toy Story. And it's the fact that Sid's toolbox says Benford Tools on it.
Yeah, I had that.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
There's a ton more in Toy Story.
Dude, yeah. Toy Story's got so many.
Yeah.
I don't know if we want to get into them or we want to save them, but like.
It doesn't matter to me. We could talk about it.
I think we could talk about it because we're probably not going to go back to the well, is okay. my guess.
Okay.
But Sid's carpet.
Yeah, the shining carpet. Yeah,
the shining carpet. Yep. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, there's many, many more that I don't know about. But you guys find them. You guys find them and message us at the draft pod.
Yeah, _ I do like on the that Woody is trapped under the Benford toolbox. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I like that.
No, yeah.
So that's pretty sweet because it's almost like it's not Tim Allen Buzz under there. It's fucking Woody. You know?
Yeah,
so I like that.
Yeah,
there was a bunch more. I didn't write them down, but yeah, Toy Story's got so many.
But especially like I said, with the whole series, and we won't get into the other Pixar movies. We'll wait for those. But yeah, Toy Story for sure.
That's a good one.
I like that. All right,
yeah.
James, number. 4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4.
It's back to me.
4-4-4. Man, we're barreling through this one.
Yeah. Hey, this is a fun one that I really thought was funny, and I remember this from the movie, but I just hadn't seen the movie in so long that, like, I forgot about it. But, and I remember as a kid, I used to rent this movie from Farmore. Fucking Farmore in my town had like a little fucking video rental thing, and I used to get this movie all the fucking time. And it's Tango and Cash.
Okay. With
Kurt Russell and Sylvester Stallone. And there's a scene in the movie where the police officer says, "This guy thinks he's Rambo," and Sylvester Stallone looks at him and says, "Rambo's a pussy." And I just think I like that little reference that's like a such an Easter egg thing that
Dude, that's the shit I'm thinking of where it's like they kind of like people poke fun at the characters they play their things or whatever. So
yeah,
I like that. Sly hits a pee blast on Rambo.
It does, yeah. Drew, that's you a should double. Have picked that one.
That's a fucking double right there.
It is.
That'd be hilarious if Sly actually peed on Rambo.
You bet I haven't used my steel card.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, true. Look at that.
Well, I mean, really, he would have glass bottom boat ride him, right?
Oh, that's true.
Isn't Stallone one of the people that are into that?
Glass bottom boats.
Yeah,
is that true? Bottom
boat ride where you lay under a glass coffee table.
And then they.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Stallone is into that?
Yeah.
He likes it like the it's like duty.
Yeah.
It's like poopies.
I mean, it makes sense. You like, it's like a nice, like, visual gag.
There's a
he does it because it's so funny.
Speaking of Easter eggs and visual gags and this topic, I think it was when I was watching the Ren and Stimpy documentary. They talk about it where there's like one scene where they're like at a they go to a, I think it's just like a coffee table store or something. But I think each like model is named after like a celebrity that has been apparently.
Oh, wow.
So it's like, yeah, this is the Stallone, and then this is the whatever. I think Milton Berle was one. I don't know, but like one of the older guys. Yeah.
That's crazy. That's
awesome.
I'd much rather get peed on than shit on. Yeah. Like, I was into one of those, it would 100% be pee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. Right?
Yeah. Do you guys agree?
I'm not interested in shit play at all.
I'm not going to
refute. Yeah.
I'm not going to refute that statement whatsoever.
Well, here's the thing.
Even if I were really into shit, yeah. I would not say, nope, you're wrong, Andy.
And no offense to anybody who is, you know what I mean? If you like that, enjoy yourself. Enjoy your whole life.
You're good with it, Scrump.
Would you rather get your shit chest on? Get your chest shit on?
Uh-huh.
Or take some pee to the face?
Oh, man.
Face.
Yeah, I guess pee to the face, but if I had the choice of neither, I'd also like to do that.
No, it's not a choice here.
Okay. Pee to the face, then.
Also, what are the ingredients of both?
Well, like, okay, how about this?
What was eaten and drinking and drank with the previous
shits? The shits are hard logs. How about that? Shits are hard logs.
Uh-huh.
The pee is
asparagus pee.
It's just pee. Like,
it's just regular pee. Okay, it's not asparagus pee or. Yeah, I'm still going
pee. Or somebody who's like super dehydrated and it's just like really hot and fucking really yellow.
Oh, you know? God. You're talking about that porta potty pee.
Yeah, that porta potty pee. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, wait, okay, how about this?
What do you mean by porta potty pee?
You guys know the smell of a porta potty.
Like, you're out in the sun all day, you're dehydrated, you're fucking like, you go to the porta potty, you fucking piss, and it's like. Fucking toxic neon yellow, and it's fuck yeah, it's fucking.
I feel like the last couple of times I've been to a porta potty, it's been because I was drinking though, so it was like
that's true. Even worse. That's... Drinking pee is even worse.
No. It's clear.
Oh, drinking pee is worse than just getting it on your face.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I think what Drew was saying there isn't drinking pee. He was just saying that he was drinking, so the smell of a porta potty didn't really bug him.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I was saying.
Oh, I thought you were saying.
I was saying
alcohol pee.
I had beer pee, so it was like super clear and like, you know, where you just going every like half hour.
So like you drink pee while somebody drank beer.
No.
What if it's beer pee, but it's the next day, like hangover beer pee?
See, that's no good. Man. That's no good.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
That's fucking horrible.
Yeah. Get a bib. Because you're going to have a beer pee.
In that case, I might take the hard locks.
So, Raven. So she did.
Wait, James did go, right?
He did.
Okay.
Wait, I think. Did I?
Yeah.
What did I pick?
So, Raven.
Something.
Oh, Tango and Cash.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's how we got into the whole pee and pit shit conversation.
Yeah. Shout out. You know?
Shout out.
Shout A.
Smoothness.
What everybody doing this week?
Yeah. Well, Drew, you probably watched some old stickball.
I did.
Yeah, I'm guessing.
I went to watch it.
You went to watch it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Tigers actually played the Rays opening day because it's the Rays 25 year anniversary, so they were They opened in 98 against the Tigers, so they're opening this year against the Tigers.
Wade Boggs, man.
Yeah, exactly.
3,000. WB.
Exactly.
Hit a homer.
Got to see Cabrera. He hit a double.
Miggy.
See his, 3,000 and something hit.
But. Dude, Tigers and Rays would be an interesting fight.
In real life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds
the Ray can't like get out right and fuck with the Tiger, I feel like. But
sounds like the Lion and Tuna talk from what's that movie?
But Tigers,
Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, Tigers are one of the I think it's
the other guys,
one of the only big cats that will go into the water.
I don't think they, but I think they get fucked up by a Ray in the water.
They ain't going as deep as a fucking Ray can go, you know?
Yeah. But I'm just saying they're no stranger to it. You know what I mean?
That's true. That's true. Yeah. But like, I think like people would be like, oh, a tiger all day.
Doesn't fuck with water whatsoever.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But people would be like, a tiger's going to whoop a Ray's ass. But like, not if you come in that Ray's world.
Yeah, that's right.
Ray's world.
Ray's world. Oh, man.
Spiky tails. Excellent.
That's what Marty McFly would watch.
Wait, so did the Rays win?
Thing got fucked up. Rays won.
They scored. They outscored the Tigers like 20-3 in the fucking series. It was
sheesh.
Yeah, I don't know if it was that much, but it was they
goodness, man.
Marty McFly watching Rays World.
Yeah, I watched WrestleMania. I like that.
I liked it too.
I like that.
I like that.
I was a little confused by the ending, but then once I heard like immediately afterwards that it was sold, I was like, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. I was a little like, on the ending in terms of like what I wanted didn't happen. But
yeah.
At the same time, like it was a banger of a mania. A lot of good fucking matches.
Yeah.
Sheamus, Gunther, and Drew McIntyre absolutely kicked the dog shit out of each other.
Oh, dude, that match was so fucking crazy. I loved it.
That was amazing. Both women's matches were bangers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
KO
Charlotte and Rhea. God damn. The show was so good.
Dude, Rhea.
Woo! Dude, that was like...
Did that match.
I think they were like, look, we're not getting the main event, but we're gonna make them follow us, you know, like it was one of the moments.
Yeah.
Dude, I wasn't expecting that, like, and I was like,
I wasn't either.
Shit, this is a good fucking
match. Went fucking hard, bro.
Yeah.
It was a fucking banger, man.
Yeah.
Fucking A.
And Ray and Dom, Seth and Logan.
Dude, loved that. My guy KSI got up in there in the prime bottle.
Even the men's tag team spotlight or whatever the fuck they called it, like the
four teams. Way?
Yeah, that was really good too.
I fucking love Montez, man.
Me too. He's a lucky fella.
He sure is. Bianca and Asuka tore it up.
Mm-hmm.
That was fucking great. Like, yeah, it was just like banger match after banger match after banger match.
Yeah. So,
one of the better, I don't know where it'll go in the history, but I think it's a top 10 mania of all time.
Yeah.
Best one they've had in a while. So
that
set
was fucking amazing. SoFi Stadium and the whole deal was fucking incredible, dude.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
Looked so good.
And then like the, you know, I mean, the Hell in a Cell was good. It just got kind of, you know. Oh, and then fucking sticking in the tradition of McMahon's blowing out quads.
Oh my goodness. Hey, dude, shout out Snoop, because holy shit.
He was like, audible, I got it.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy that Snoop was like, because Miz, after that happened, Miz was kind of like, I think in his head, he was trying to put together what to do, right?
Yeah.
To see if Shane would get up or if it was like truly like done.
Mm-hmm.
So he starts circling him and fairly quickly, Snoop jumps in and just looks like he stuck it in real good too. Just fucking punched the shit out of him, and then and then punched him again. And then I guess the ref was like people's elbow. So Snoop hit whatever that was.
I love it was like the slowest people's elbow. It was like it was like being high watching it. Like it
his
was
rope bounce was like the ropes didn't even move when he went off the rope.
He kind of floated a little bit, like super casual. But like to be able to like do that, you know, on the spot, like, and just jump in is pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah,
it was awesome. Hell yeah, yeah.
So yeah, I like that. James, did you have anything?
Oh yeah, yeah. I got two quick things here. One of them is I came across this water. It's called Just Water, and it comes in a paper carton.
Yeah, that's Jaden Smith's thing.
Is it really?
Yeah,
dude, this shit's really good too. And it's like legit fucking recyclable and everything. And
yeah,
I love it. I'm a big fan now. So I'll start buying Just Water.
Yeah. So there it is. While Jaden Smith was learning to surf at 10 years old, he saw a plastic bottle floating next to him. And so then he decided to do something, and he basically invested in this.
He said, fuck this.
Yeah, he invested in this Just Water thing. And yes, Just Water is actually delicious.
It's good fucking water. It's a pH of 8, which is your body's normal pH level. 7 point whatever, but you know, it's close.
Yeah. So,
and it's keeping me hydrated while I'm sick.
So who's gonna sponsor us first? Just Water or Liquid Death, who is also attacking the water problem?
Yeah, or hey,
both of them, or both
Prime,
oh, there you go.
Any of them,
or Prime? Yes, who's
yeah,
plastic as shit, you know?
Yeah, it is. it's delicious.
They do have those cans though.
Yeah. That's true. They do have the cans. So.
But the other thing that the other thing I wanted to bring up was I fucking binge watched a show. It's a Comedy Central show, and it's called Good Talk with Anthony Jeselnik.
Oh,
and
okay,
I was laughing so fucking hard at this show. Like Anthony Jeselnik interviews. It's basically like he even says it on the show. He's like, it's just like a podcast except. Nothing. It's just like a podcast. And he interviews like David Spade is on one of them.
Oh, I've seen that clip.
Natasha Leggero is on one. Dude, the Natasha Leggero one is one of the funniest fucking like interviews I've ever fucking listened to.
I might have seen something from that too, because I follow him, but like wasn't there like I feel like they were like really fucking just ripping on each other.
They were, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's the one with I can't think of her name, but the chick that's she was in that End of the World show with what's his face?
Oh, Kristen Shaw.
Kristen Shaw. Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay.
And her episode, Man on Earth. Yeah, Last Man on Earth. Her episode is
can't
really
believe
funny.
I put that together.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. but yeah, I like. I watched the first episode and I just fucking binged like there's 8 episodes or 6 or 8 episodes and I just fucking binged all of them. And it's fucking I highly recommend it. Super fucking funny. It's on Paramount Plus. Okay. Which we have a Jabroni U login for.
Yeah.
So I there you
saw,
go.
I saw Nerdicides taking advantage of that.
Yeah, he messaged me after the show that he was on. He's like, "Hey, what's that password?" So,
yeah, I saw Psych 101 has a profile now. So,
yeah,
there's also a speaking of stand up, Kyle Kinane dropped another special on YouTube Friday night. It's called Shocks and Struts, free. It's it's worth a watch for sure. So
I like that.
Yeah, I'm not gonna try to do justice to his hilarious jokes. So
Yeah.
I did post one the other day, though.
Well, that's pretty cool. And
watch that post. It was very good.
Yeah. Very funny. Yeah. And then Jesselneck's coming on tour. I saw that. So that's pretty fucking
cool. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll have to go see him in November, whether it be Tampa, Jacksonville, or Orlando.
Yeah.
Or all three.
Just all of them. Every single one.
Dude, I'm telling you.
All those dates.
I really want you guys to watch Good Talk and tell me what you think, because I swear to God, like, I was laughing harder in that than anything I've watched, like, lately for a long time.
Like, is it, like, 22 minutes, or?
Yeah.
Yeah, half hour, okay.
It's, like, three or four segments. He does a thing where he'll like say a statement about comedy and then they have to agree or disagree. And like all he wants them to do is agree or disagree, but they always end up going into a thing and he just makes fun of them. And he's like, I just want you to agree or disagree. But I don't know. There's a lot of good stuff about it. And the other thing I think is really funny about it is like, he does these little like transition videos. Mm-hmm. Where he shows, like, he's basically making fun of stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
Oh, and the Tig Notaro one is so fucking funny too. That one is like, that one and the Natasha Leggero one are my two faves. But okay. He does these little things where he'll say, "And now for history of comedy," and it's just like it's a whole clip of a bunch of just like generic comedians going. I look like whatever. And like every comedian does that same, like, I know, I apologize. I look just like a penguin on its period, or, you know, whatever, just like weird shit like that, you know? So like, it's just like a bunch of different comedians doing that. And he like super clips it together. It's so fucking funny. Yeah. But yeah, he's just making fun of stand up in the form that it is.
Is it like real clips though?
Real clips of real comedians.
And he's so when P. Holmes says, like, I know I look like a lesbian Val Kilmer.
Basically, yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah. He's basically like showing the tropes of comedy, you know what I mean?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's funny. That All right. Speaking of lesbian Val Kilmers.
It's the hottest lesbian Val Kilmer I've ever seen in my life. Goodness.
Fucking my disgusting brother. We're gonna get shirts next time we hang out.
Yeah. Look at James showing off them dukes.
Look at that. Look at them dukes.
Dude, you're on the fucking you're literally doing that Winston Duke us scene. Respect.
Yeah. Look at that. You want to see up in there?
Yeah, one of my buddies constantly sends that to me.
It's going to be the end of the clip. It's going to be all that nipple talk and then just that.
Boom, just to cut of the dukes. Oh, man. I respect that. All right, James, back up.
Oh, back to me.
Speaking of respect.
Yeah, on the clock. Hey. Drop that L. Respect on your name.
Everybody loves Star Wars.
Raymond.
That too. But this is another Spielberg nod to George Lucas. Like, these two guys are basically, they have a heterosexual, maybe homosexual man love. I'm not sure, but either way.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but they eat popcorn together while watching movies a week. So.
Yep, last 40 years.
But in the movie Hook, which I never fucking knew this, the scene in the beginning when Tinkerbell is taking Peter to Neverland, adult Peter, there's two people kissing on the bridge and they get sprinkled with the stardust or with the pixie dust and they start to float. Those two people are George Lucas and Carrie Fisher.
Really? Oh.
Yeah, isn't that fucking crazy? I never knew that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So, and it's like, it's so far away, I don't even know how you'd tell, but, and I guess the way that it got, the way that it happened was, is that Carrie Fisher did she did some writing, like, rewrites on Hook. So, because she was very known for that, like, doing
Yeah,
what is it called? Write-ups or like where you
punch-ups?
Punch-ups, there it is.
Yeah. Can't punch down.
I just saw this with some movie that she did. Oh, Wedding Singer. She was a
puncher?
She was a puncher.
She punched up on her?
Punchered-uppered.
Carrie Fisher was such a good fucking writer. So fucking good. Yeah.
Sea fish, man.
She was amazing. R.I.P.
Sea fish run.
Yeah.
Sea fish and S. Crow doing it in Oz.
S. Crow, yeah.
Oh, man.
All right. That's it. That's the whole thing.
I like that. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. I was happy to learn it.
I don't know if you guys have this happen, but every time I hear somebody bring up Hook, I just think about Rufio.
Yeah, I know. I love Rufio. He was the man.
Rufies.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna go with his scene got cut from this movie, but they still were like, hey, we know who the real Iron Man is. So we're gonna put one of your videos on the screen in the club. So Ghostface Killah in the first Iron Man. There's a scene where him and War Machine, what is his name?
Anthony Mackie?
No.
Dave Chiddell or
no, it was before him. Terrence Howard.
Don Cheadle.
Yeah, Terrence Howard, yeah. T. Howe.
I said Dave Chiddell. Chappelle. My God. What the did I just have a stroke?
T. Yeah. Howe floored Down Jr. in terms of money on the first Iron Man.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Downey paid more. Downey only got $500K.
Yeah.
And Howard got $2.5 million.
He was still a risk at that point. That's why.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Just to think about it, holy shit, you know.
And Terrence Howard wanted more for the second one, and that's why they replaced him because something like that.
Roddy. But yeah, seeing Ghostface in there, I remember being
that's cool as shit. Yeah.
That was I think around the height of my Wu-Tang fandom, which is, I know it was about 15 years after Enter the Chambers.
Oh, yeah.
But this is when everybody was dropping those great solo albums and stuff. And that was just cool to see. It was a Ghostface in that. And then later, Method Man becomes canon and Luke Cage, pretty cool.
Right.
Hell yeah.
And I'm so thankful I made it through.
Damn. It must be running out of people to arrest.
16.
Damn.
Oh, God. Oh, now I got to listen to the song.
Yeah. All that I got. You go ahead.
Mary J fucking smashes it. Woo!
Yeah, she obliged.
obliged. Okay, let's go with a good one. This is another one. I don't know if you guys have seen it yet. Actually, I talked about it last year, and actually, it should have been on. It's just one that I forgot to put on my list that should have been in my top ones or at least honorable mentions. But this one is one of those movies that you can kind of go back to over and over and you're going to catch something new.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers.
Oh, fuck. I still haven't seen this, but Sandler. I want to.
Yeah.
Holy shit. But there is a scene and there's so many, by the way. So I'm going to name one I just think is super dope because it also references one of my favorite movies from 2020. My favorite movie from 2020, actually. In the movie, Chip and Dale are drinking Acapara beer, which originates from Palm Springs movie, the Andy Samberg movie in 2020.
Oh, really? Shit.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
It's such a cool fucking nod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I really like that. There's
Palm Springs was so good,
dude. Ah, yes.
I was just thinking, I haven't thought of that movie since the last time we talked about it, and it was so fucking good. I need to watch that again.
Yeah, that's going to be like one of my like and most rewatchable movies. That's definitely like on my squad. But
yeah,
another little cool thing from
Chip, you just Dale. Keep reliving.
Yeah. In the movie, another cool one is you can see Dobby from the Harry Potter. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a poster in the back. He ended up becoming a model for Gucci after Harry Potter movie series was over.
Yeah. Okay.
But there's just like a bunch of little things like that, a bunch of little nods, and you could constantly see something brand new each time. It's like MF Doom of animated movies, you know?
Yeah.
It's funny that Disney would put a Harry Potter reference when that's a Universal picture.
Dude, they put so much like random things. They put like a billboard for Waze the movie. Like just random ass shit that's like littered all over.
Wait, like the map company?
Yes.
So the GPS?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's just funny.
All these different things that are in the movie. Oh, in the freezer. When Chipper Dale opens up the freezer, there's one of those like Foghorn, Leghorn, like Looney Tunes, like frozen meals from the 90s that is in the freezer.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like just, yeah. So the movie is like littered with that stuff, but
yeah,
pretty cool. Okay, back to me. I think this was really fucking cool. Like it's not one. I realized because I've never watched the movie like this, but I want to. This is one that I saw and I was like, I need to watch the movie from that perspective. And I'm talking about in Baby Driver. You can watch the film with headphones or properly placed surround sound speakers. And every time you see Baby and Baby Driver wearing only one of his headphones, you can hear the song that he's listening to through that ear only.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I was like, interesting. That is so fucking cool. So to be able to go back and watch it.
Wow.
And then like hear the different songs that he's listening to. I think that would be amazing.
Yeah, that's actually really fucking cool.
Yeah. Yeah,
I would. I'm going to have to try that because I know I'm like, with the Apple TV, like I can sync up my AirPods to it. So
yeah, pretty interesting exactly.
To hear.
So I think that's
Edgar Wright. Edgar Wright is so fucking smart and so fucking cool. I love that guy.
Yeah, because it's like it almost becomes like creating a different experience for the movie. So there's probably a lot of people that are like me where they don't like rewatch movies. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like after you've seen it once, even if you really, really love the movie, you probably don't go back a ton and rewatch stuff because you're always trying to find what's new, what's next.
I know. I was kind of thinking about that recently. Like I don't rewatch as many as I used to.
Yeah. Like, because you're like actually trying to like experience new things.
Yeah.
You know? Dude, but like this is the type of thing you can do and almost create more watches.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because I'm sick and fucked up right now, but like Drew, you just twisted in your chair and the back of your chair like came into view and it looked like a fucking red faced girl demon. Just like chilling right behind you, bro. Like that scared the fuck out of me for like a split second.
Like the Insidious when you just see.
Yeah. Or it almost looks like the chick in Evil Dead remake when she's like fully covered in blood.
So
wow.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
You just got a chick up behind you.
Yeah.
Dude, that's crazy. That's like a double. Because you got to check up behind you, but you got to check up behind you. It's like,
yeah,
that's a double.
All in how you say it.
Yeah.
You got to check up behind you.
Is it? Sure. Yeah. back to me, or did you go? Or
yeah, it's back up to you. I think I yeah.
You did too. What pick is this? Six.
This is pick number six.
So many visual gags in this episode.
I know. So I'm gonna go. Yeah, that is true. It's a real Easter egg episode.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, that's what's crazy about Easter eggs, man.
Mm-hmm. You gotta see them.
You never know where you find them.
You don't know what's inside.
Yeah.
That's so right. You open them.
Could be peanut butter.
Could be hard boiled.
Sometimes you find an Easter egg out that guy hid fucking 4 years earlier.
Yeah.
Dude, I bought Easter eggs with Marvel characters in them for my kid this Easter.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
I'm excited about that.
Nice.
Well, since I have this Evil Dead girl behind me, I'm going to go with, unlike James, I'm going to pick these as one pick. And I'm going to go with Evil Dead and Nightmare on Elm Street. So in the first Nightmare on Elm Street, Nancy is watching the Evil Dead. So to say thank you for that, Sam Raimi in Evil Dead 2 puts Freddy's glove hanging above the door in the shed.
Oh wow, that's awesome.
That's cool. It's like
it's a little bit of the same thing like the ET thing where it's like
hey, how you doing?
You did, buddy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got you too.
Except old Sammy and other dude, they don't share popcorn like Spiels and Luke's.
No.
Yeah. They just
they did until Wes died.
Yeah. They shared nachos.
Yeah. They still and Sam Raimi still tried to do the dick trick.
He's just like in the hey, sheen. The thing is clear. I can see your dick through the plastic.
Also, it's only about 1 inch deep. You're coming out of there.
Yeah. And every time Sam's like, it's crazy. I got to band-aid my dick every time I go home after watching a movie.
Those hard plastic.
Yeah.
Just little slits on his dick.
Sam Raimi, he would always look at Wes Craven and say, nachos. They're nachos. They're mine now. I put my dick in it.
Yep. And he would always put like Freddy band-aids on his dick. As like a nod to
yeah, you
know, thanks man,
to Elm Street.
Freesh.
What about he should put it in the cheese cup? You know,
yeah.
That would have been smarter than going through the plastic where the
the cheese would run down.
But
yeah, he was respectful.
The that's still plastic though. The little
I know, but it would feel
yeah, that's low true.
He'd have a but little cheese protection.
Yeah.
Well, also, like, I feel like that's a smoother,
you know, lube for the plastic, so it won't cut.
Dude,
yeah,
a plastic like the plastic with the chips in it, mm-hmm. like that'll cut. Versus, like, I feel like you could cut a hole in the nacho cheese, and it would be a little smoother.
Yeah.
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 James,
oh, is it back to me?
Yeah.
All right. I can feel myself just like going downhill fast.
You're going down.
Well, you only have.
But you're still pick. Around.
Your
whole bed's upside down.
Damn, I didn't close that
Listen
one out.
To me.
All right, here we go. So this one's kind of interesting. I thought that this was cool, and I'm gonna say this one mainly because no one's ever gonna rewatch this movie to even see it. So. Like it's good to know, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But in Will Smith's Wild Wild West,
yes,
they do a nod to Men in Black in that movie. Like late in the movie, they open up like this little weapons cache, and when they open it, there's like an empty slot that says the noisy cricket underneath the slot.
Yeah,
and it's like a nod to the gun that Tommy Lee Jones gives to Will Smith in Men in Black. It's called the Noisy Cricket.
Oh, yeah.
But it wasn't in the box. It was like an empty slot, but it's still named the Noisy Cricket. And I thought that was kind of a cool little nod.
Dude,
I also thought it's funny that they put that much thought into this piece of shit fucking movie when it sucks bad.
Well, they had to do something for Will because they're like, dude, we're sorry. You passed on Matrix for this.
Which know? I'm really glad he did. You know what I mean? Matrix might not have been as great as it was. You know,
I still think it would have slapped.
Yeah. Even Jada Pinkett couldn't fuck it up. You know?
Oh, man. The noisy cricket.
Still think it slapped.
Oh, that's true.
I see what you did there.
The noisy cricket, though, right?
Yeah. Hey, speaking of this, do you guys know that there's like a thing you can buy that, I don't know, maybe it's like this big, another visual gag, and maybe you guys can barely see that, but it's not very big at all. But you can like stick it in somebody's desk drawer or office. Like there's ones that look like flash drives, but it makes cricket noises. And so like, if you just want to pull a prank on like somebody like in the office or whatever, you can put this under their desk and they're going to be constantly looking for a fucking cricket. And it just, it'll look like a piece of tape, like, you know, like you can just get like a piece of tape and they're just like, where the fuck is this noise coming from?
That is awesome. That's so much better than what I was going with.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just going to say, it sounds like a bar where toothless women go to drink.
Oh yeah. The noisy cricket. Yeah.
Yeah. Drew's was better.
You going down to the noise? No,
just kidding. You guys have been to one of those types of bars. You walk in and there's like a couple 50-year-old ladies that are, you know, teeth, and then they're kind of like, you know, whistling their words and like making you feel super uncomfortable. So you have one beer and then you're telling your friends like, we got to get the fuck out of here. I'm not comfortable with this.
It's one of those bars where you walk in and the needle scratches across the record and everybody looks like right at you.
Yeah. And then there's like one dude that's just in a jacket in the back that like is like, I know these young boys aren't encroaching on my women.
Yeah.
You're like not trying to like do that. You're literally was like, I saw a bar, wanted to come in here, have a drink, check it out.
Yeah. You don't have a thought.
Then all of a sudden you're like, it's one of those bars that maybe you're so uncomfortable that you just leave the half drinking beer at the bar and you just get out.
Did you
of
see
there.
A bunch of people in biker cuts walking in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The noisy cricket.
Like you go to noisy cricket this weekend, you know it. Fucking Deuce is Wild are playing. I never miss their show.
Exactly. Deuce is Wild is the band that's playing.
Yeah.
Deuce is Wild.
Fuck, man.
Yeah. The fucking, what's the shitty Beatles? Nah, they suck, man.
It's not just a clever name. One of the best jokes ever.
I love that.
All right, hit us, James. Number 7.
This is my last one. All right, so here we go. And this is like a number one pick, truthfully. It could be. This one given to me by our friend of the show, Kevin Truax.
Oh, so we got to have him on sometime.
Yeah, he's been actually asking a lot about.
I know.
Oh, okay.
We'll get him for wet month.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
April is wet month.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a bartender. Get that mouth wet.
Yeah, it wets your whistle.
Yeah.
So, and Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark. Mm. There's a scene where I think it's when he finds the ark and he like when Indiana Jones finds the ark and there's like some hieroglyphics on a wall behind him. And if you look very closely in that mess of hieroglyphics, there's one little part that has R2-D2 and C-3PO in Egyptian hieroglyphics like marked into the wall.
I was just going to make a joke that there's a Star Wars reference.
It's a Star Wars reference, man. And I that's kind of the theme of my team is just George Lucas and Steven Spielberg's love of each other is like,
no.
I kind of really like that a lot, you know?
Nope, that was from Mystery Men.
Ben Stiller.
Yep, from Mystery Men.
Yeah.
No doubt. Not Indiana Jones.
Definitely not. You're right.
Yep. No, I saw this one.
Yeah. You don't like it.
I do like it.
I you saw it.
Like you wait, the way you said it was like
I saw yeah. it. I wasn't gonna pick it.
You're like, no, yeah, I saw it.
I knew it's some bullshit.
You're well, like, this is one. That, yeah, this is one that I saw.
No, I was gonna do a like mystery that. Men thing, but you didn't play with it because you're just like, all right, man, I'm just laying here chilling. Why don't yeah. you leave me the fuck alone, Andy?
I wish I could be more energetic, but it's just not happening. You know.
Yeah.
It's a mystery, man. You know.
Speaking of energy. let's go ahead with my last pick.
Man. I just want to take the end of your microphone cord and like snap it back so then it like pew, just hit you in your elbow bone.
Oh, James's.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got the little coil. All right. I'm going to go with this one is actually brought to you by our good friend of the show, Scrump, actually.
Okay. I don't have one brought to you by anybody.
You didn't have one brought to you by somebody?
No, everything's been brought to you by me.
What about all your interns? Anyway, in the movie The Watchmen.
Who's watching them?
Exactly. Man. Night Owl saved the Wayne's parents, thus creating a world that Batman doesn't need to exist in.
So wait, what? Dwayne Wayne from Different World?
He saves the Waynes. So what is it? Tim and Martha?
Bruce's parents.
Yeah, Bruce's parents.
They died before they had sex?
I feel like
no, it's Bob. Just like it's
Bob Wayne.
He doesn't have anybody to any vengeance to carry out. So
Oh. I
think it's Rick living. Rick and Martha. Rick Wayne. Rick Wayne.
Rick Wayne. Tom. Thomas. It's Tom.
Yeah, Thomas
Wayne. I was close.
Hey, how you doing? Rick Wayne, MD.
Rick Wayne MD.
It's Rick Wayne.
But yeah, I thought that was pretty cool, and I never noticed that. But then I watched it. I was like, oh yeah, that's pretty cool. And there's like there's a sign out there that's like Gotham Theater, and then it's like actually like it's what is that? It's like the Fledermaus or whatever, like the German word for
yeah.
So
yeah, that's a really cool. I like that. Yeah. That's a really cool little deal that they put in there. There's another one that's kind of like not really like that, but like I don't know. You just reminded me of something I wish.
Well, you have three more chances.
That's true.
Yeah,
because we're going 10 today, guys. We're going old school.
Oh shit! No, we're not.
Yep, no, we're not. Okay.
Too sick, you know.
Yeah, I'm gonna go.
Andrew Joshua Liner.
That's my rap name, Too Sick.
Too Sick.
Andrew Janice Liner.
That's me. How you doing? I'm Andrew Janice. Let's go with this one because it's cool. In Ant-Man 2015, There's a gentleman, Garrett Morris, who if you saw the face, you would know.
Yes.
He makes a brief appearance in the movie. And he was the first person ever to portray Ant-Man in a 1979 Saturday Night Live skit called Superhero Party.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fucking deep cut right there.
So I thought that was fucking cool that, like,
yeah.
This skit from Saturday Night Live from 1979. I didn't
know that's why he was in that. That's
yeah. Like,
they just put that in there. So, like, look at this. Look at that.
That's awesome.
So yeah, like they snuck that in there, which I thought is really fucking cool. Like to, you know, go deep there with that type of thing.
Marvel does such a good job of like giving nods to the past. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
So fucking A. But look at this.
And I have a lot that we didn't get to. That's pretty cool. I was
I got a bunch too.
Well, luckily you got some honorables. You know.
Yeah.
I do. You do. You do.
Courtney rule.
Okay. This is really cool. In Glass Onion,
mm-hmm.
The hourly dong That's funny. Yeah. Dog. That sounds like a, you know, a bar in Boys Town in Chicago.
Hourly dong.
Hourly dong. But was voiced by Joseph Gordon-Levitt. And apparently he has a cameo in every single one of Rian Johnson's movies as a running gag.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Which I think that's cool as shit.
Mm-hmm.
Was he in this movie?
He was the voice of the gong.
Oh, that's the cameo. He wasn't like, you don't see him at any point.
Yeah, JGL was the hourly dong.
Okay.
Dong, sorry.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, which, you know. He also did an hourly dong thing in that movie where he jerked off a lot.
It was the hourly dong.
And my ears started ringing right when you said that.
Dong.
All right. The next one I'll go with, which I think this one's really cool too, in Parasite, my favorite movie from 2019, Bong Joon-ho.
Dong.
Yeah, he did some subtle things with lines or objects which separated the poor and the rich character throughout the entire movie. So like there would be like almost like you could put a line down the middle of like what where the poor portion person was and then where the rich person was or any of that. And it was done apparently throughout the whole movie. So you could go back and watch it and like see these things that separate you know, the poor from the rich, classism and stuff like that, which I think is really cool.
I like that.
Yeah. And then, the last one I'll go with. I got so many good ones. This sucks. Yeah, and the last one I'll go with is Home Alone. When they counted people for the trip.
Uh-huh.
There's 17 people in total. So that means that there would be an odd number between two vans split 8-9. So since Kevin was missing in both of the vans that had eight people, both groups were to assume that they were on the van that had eight people. Which I think is really cool. They did a lot of like really smart shit like that in Home Alone. Again, like where the garage was left open.
Yeah.
Like it was actually left open.
Yeah.
And they said, like, I think I left the garage open. It's because he did.
Yeah.
You know? Which I think that's cool. Cause, like, in that day and age, very easily they could have cut to the shot of Kevin being home and the garage was actually closed.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I like it's that.
A continuity. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't they didn't have it hooked up to the Nest.
Right.
She couldn't. Yeah. She couldn't.
Yeah. Close I'll just Bluetooth it closed. Yeah.
Yeah. She didn't have a ring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Ring video garage door closer.
Yeah.
My three animals. First, I'm going to go with in the movie Scream.
Oh, Henry Winkler.
No.
Oh.
In the movie Scream, Wes Craven is the high school janitor and he is dressed in a red and green sweater and a fedora.
Oh,
I remember that too. I thought that was a weird janitor outfit.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I had Fonzie's leather motorcycle jacket was seen in his office closet.
Hmm. Nope, so that
Scream,
was
Scream really a couple of them. Yeah,
yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. Oh yeah, like there's I have a ton of mine that are left. They're like horror movie ones, but I'm gonna go with one that's not, and that is, I believe, ever since Big Daddy, Jackie Sandler has showed up in Adam Sandler's movies as a bit part, his real life wife.
Oh okay. Really?
Yeah,
that's cool.
So in that in Big Daddy, she was like the waitress who comes up and he's I'm going for the goddamn Jets.
Sandman is the man at that.
Yeah. It is, dude. He just got the Mark Twain Award.
Oh, nice.
Love it was really cool.
A lot of those, yeah, a lot of those like clips on that were really funny.
All right, so and then finally, I'm gonna go the actual Shining, not a Toy Story, but the Shining. There is at one point, Danny is in the hallway playing, and he's wearing a Apollo 11 sweater, and that is in reference to a lot of people thought Stanley Kubrick was the one who directed the false moon landing.
Yeah.
And that was him like being like, did I? So that's that was the wardrobe choice there.
Man, Kubrick, that dude was fucking wild too, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, shit. Man, here we go.
What was your first one? I completely blanked out and stopped typing.
Oh, the Wes Craven.
The screen janitor? Scream, shit, yeah. I thought that was second. What was your second one?
Jackie Sandler.
Yeah, Jackie Sandler.
Jackie Sandler.
Jackie Sandler. All right. Over to me, right?
Yeah.
It's to you.
Okay, so.
It's three you.
This is the one that I thought of when Drew brought up the Watchmen one. And this is from Will Smith's I Am Legend. Mm-hmm. One of the things that you see in the movie is a billboard in the city, and it says it's Batman versus Superman, which ended up being an actual movie in 2007 with Zack Snyder made. And the logo is almost exactly the same as what the Batman versus Superman logo is.
Oh, wow.
And it's because the screenwriter, Akiva Goldsmith, who had been busy writing an early draft of that superhero saga, directed this movie. Or either wrote or directed this movie. So
a different Akiva?
Yeah, it's a different. Akiva Goldsman.
Akiva! Yeah.
The other one I'm going to... This is another one that's kind of like a predictive thing. Is in 1990, Predator 2,
mm-hmm.
when they show the alien's den, or the Predator's den, there's an alien skull in his den, which foreshadows in the future when they do Alien vs. Predator.
Yeah.
So it kind of sets that up to be able to happen, which is kind of cool. And then the last one that I'm going to do is... this one's actually just kind of, I don't know if it's really an Easter egg, but I just think it's kind of cool, and it's kind of like a continuity thing that I never really thought of.
Yeah.
But in the beginning of Dark Knight, when the Joker robs that bank, he steals the shotgun from that teller.
Oh, yeah.
And then throughout the movie, he uses that shotgun that he stole from the teller multiple different times. And I just think that that's such a cool fucking, like, yeah. I don't know. To me, that's just like a smart directing decision to like keep that continuity in there and like make sure that you see that same exact gun that he ripped away in the first very 10 minutes of the movie. That's really cool.
Yeah, it's dope as shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like that.
So,
we did it, guys.
Look at that. We did it.
Any trades, ad drops, or steals? Or do you want to implement the KA rule, James?
No, now? I'm good.
Yeah.
Let's repick.
You know what? I'm gonna do a drop thingy.
Ooh,
ad drop.
Yeah.
Good.
I'm locked in.
Ad drop.
Are you?
Nope. I'm locked in.
You're locked in.
Yeah. I'm.
All right.
With my team.
I'm gonna. No disrespect to old Garrett Morris. I'm glad that I got to drop that nugget of info. But I like this one too much for it to stay where it is.
Ooh.
So I am going to switch out that one with Kubrick Moon Landing in The Shining.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
I fucking like that a lot.
I haven't one of mine.
Fucking
Yeah. Shining's, you know, one of my favorite horror movies ever. So I like throwing that in because that's so fucking cool that he would be like, maybe, you know, and then people are like, see, we fucking told you, you know, and he's just he's having a good laugh. I respect that.
I actually don't like it because it perpetuates the conspiracy, and now we're surrounded by conspiracy. But it's funny. I still like it.
Yeah,
I'm just pretending I don't like it.
All right, we'll see if all of these make sense because I type stuff and they may not make sense. So okay. We'll see. All right, for James's team of Easter eggs. Number one, Nick Fury, Pulp Fiction gravestone. Number two, E.T. seeing Yoda, Spiels, and Luke's. Number three, Phantom Menace, E.T. shiz. Number four, Sly hits a pee blast on Rambo. Number five, Sprinky me tinky.
This is from Hook.
Oh my god.
Sprinkle from Tinkerbell.
Oh my god.
Isn't it weird that Sprinky from Tinky isn't where we got into the pee conversation?
Number six, Wild Wild West, Noisy Cricket. Number seven,
that one makes
Indiana
sense.
Jones, R2 Duty. C3PO. For Drew's team of Easter eggs, Solid as a Rock, Captain America, Arrested Dev. Number two, Sam Raimi, Yellow Olds. Number three, Dandelion Sex, Lion King. Number four, Benford Toolbox, Sid. Number five, Ghostface is Iron Man. All right. Number five. Number six, Evil Dead and Nightmare on Elm Street nods. Number seven, Batman's dead parents aren't dead anymore.
All right. Thumb those up pretty good.
Yeah. All right. That's better.
Sprinky me tinky.
Sprinky me tinky. For Andy's team of Easter eggs. Number one, Oranges and the Godfather. Number two, Fight Club, Starbucks. Number three, Lone Pine Mall, BTF. Number four, Scarecrow pulls the gat. Number five, Acapora beer, Palm Springs.
Number six,
Rescue Rangers, Chippendale. Number six, Baby Driver music. And number seven, Kubrick, Moon Landing, Shining.
Yeah.
There we
Did
go.
You just read eight?
No, nope. he separated the Acapulco beer or whatever it is.
Yeah, because I put Palm Springs, even though the movie's actually Chippendale.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
So I got confused because I was like,
I got you.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, there you go. Old Sprinky me tanky.
Hey, nice work, guys. These are nice Easter eggs.
Sprinky me tinky.
Hope everyone has a nice Easter.
Mm-hmm.
Look for some eggs.
Yeah, look for that tinky sprinky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And hooky wooky.
That's right.
You know?
And James, feel better?
Thank you.
Yeah. Get well soon.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
G-dub-S.
G-dub-S. G-dub-S. G-dub-S.
G-dub-S.
Golden Warriors State.
Loves it, bitch.
Well, that's our show. Tune in next week for another episode of The Draft Podcast. Bye-bye.